Can I get a what? Here we go. It is Monday already. I did not do a bonus pod last week. I apologize for that. I did not get deported. I did not get beat up or stuck in the riots or go to jail or anything awful like that. I got my job. That's what happened. My work. I do both podcasts on Sunday nights, and then I record again on Thursday nights. And this Thursday, I worked 16 hours because life is fun like that sometimes. And after that, I still did the God Wants to Talk to You podcast because, I'm being honest, that one's more important to me. That one is. This one is just fun of me jabbering and blabbering and being an idiot on that one. I feel the content is much more important than just being a goofball here talking about being fat and working out and stuff. So sorry I didn't get that, but here we are now. It is Monday, and we've got the brand new episode here kicking off. And I got some working out stuff to talk about, too. I know a lot of times I just like, yeah, I ain't going to be talking about no working out. But a couple stories did catch my eye. One in particular, it was an entire article basically just on how the home fitness connected technology is taking it in the shorts and probably will soon be a memory of, hey, do you remember when we used to do Peloton and you would click in? And here's the problem. This is what those greedy bastards did. I understand why they're hurting. I didn't know that a lot of those don't work without the software. So you've got these dumbbells. One they say that went under, completely under, was or one's in trouble, and it's owned by Bowflex. Remember Bowflex, where you used to do the workouts with like rubber bands? They weren't weights. Well, Bowflex switched over and had adjustable dumbbells, and then over 100 people got hurt with broken bones and concussions. So I'm guessing those adjustable dumbbells would become unadjusted mid-workout and bash people in the head. I'm thinking that's what happened. But Bowflex has had an owner originally called Nautilus. Nautilus has already filed for bankruptcy last year, and now Bowflex is not looking good. But I didn't know that most of those, and this article doesn't mention Peloton, which is the granddaddy. And remember, Peloton got some bad raps because people started getting hurt on their equipment too. And then there were a lot of lawsuits, and they took it in the shorts. They talk about one called Jax Jocks, not to be confused with my dearly beloved Jack Hine. No, this is a whole nother thing. And it was also adjustable dumbbells. And now the thing's gone dark and you can't use the gear. It doesn't work without the app. So I totally see why these things are going under. Peloton, we know, is hurting. They keep getting bad press here and there for other things. And then what's the one that had the mirror? It looked like a mirror, and then it had these little handles that came out. I think that one was done by Peloton. They repositioned themselves, and they're trying to swim. They were originally like spin bikes, and then they switched over to this mirror thing. But now the mirror thing, what was cool about it is you look at a mirror, you can see yourself, but at the same time, there's a video in there that would play, and you'd have the content. Well, when the company goes down, you're stuck with nothing. And you can't do anything with that crap. So it's pretty bad. There's another one that's rowing machines, and they're talking about they're struggling as well because there's new, better merchandise coming out, and that it seems like the consumer, that would be me and you, are wising up to, hey, why do I want to buy this really expensive, let's just say, rowing machine, where I then have to download the app and pay a monthly fee to use, or I can just go buy a regular rowing machine and do it myself. DIY working out. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, DIY workouts aren't as good as workouts where someone is kicking you in the pants and pushing you. It's the best way. Having a gym buddy works. Having a personal trainer works wonders. And apparently, these things worked really well while you were, you know, interacting basically with the computer as you were doing it. And now a lot of them are going belly up, and a lot of people are like, hey, I spent a lot of money on this. So I'm sure as they go belly up, we will see lawsuits, I would think. If you paid a lot of money for something like that, then it's gone. That's kind of crappy. So beware, buyer beware. If you're buying anything where you have to hook it to an app, they say the best fitness gadget that there is the Apple Watch. It has a lot of different things you can do with it. Keeps track of your fitness. It's pretty solid. It really is. I have a non-Apple Watch that's extra. It's like an Apple Watch on steroids because I am a gorilla and I break everything, especially watches. I smash and bash. And I've had this thing now a year or two. I did manage to break the band twice, but I bought a pack of replacement bands and I have those. And I literally have replaced the band and it's still going. It's waterproof. It's like an Apple Watch with all the gadgets on it, but it's also waterproof and shockproof. And it's got gnarly gouges in it. I don't know how. I'm such a Neanderthal. How I managed to do that with watches, but man, I'm really good at it. All right, and then here's a... hold on, I'm going to drink some of my Tejava. Oh, delicious. All right, this is a cool little article about a 10-minute workout. And what do you got to do on this workout? Walk. Walking is so good for fat loss. If you just walk, you can burn fat and not burn muscle. It's ideal. Better for your body, your joints, than running because it's low impact. And this workout is called interval walking. You're like, sounds like I just walk fast, walk slow. Yep, that's exactly what you do. And it's 10 minutes and you can repeat the cycle as many times as you go. If you're on a half hour walk, you could run through this workout 3 times and you would get a lot more out of it than if you were just going and walking. Because some people take a stroll and they're not going to get much out of it. Let's be honest. Walking's great if you're doing it at a brisk pace and trying to get some distance down. In fact, the faster you walk, the more benefits that come from that. But this kind of mixes it up and tricks your body. Your body can adjust to anything very easily. By the way, I apologize for the fan on, but it's hot as balls right now. So I'm keeping that thing on. And this kind of breaks the monotony of letting your body know what it's doing. Your body get out on a half hour walk, 45 minute walk, an hour walk, where you just keep that same steady pace. Good, not knocking it. If that's what you want to do, go for it. But if you want to try to squeeze a little more, especially on the weight loss side of walking, try this one out. For the first 4 minutes, you just do your little steady pace for 4 minutes. And then for 4 to 6 minutes, you pick up the pace. So say you're in first gear, you kick it up to third gear. And you do that for the next 2 minutes. And then for minutes 6 through 8, you go back down and you slow down to that steady pace. And then 8 to 10 minutes, that's when you just kick it into overdrive. That's when you power walk. You walk as fast as you can walk for 2 minutes. Into that 2 minutes, we start over. 0 to 4, maintain steady pace. 4 to 6, pick up the pace. 6 to 8, back to the steady pace you were on when you started. And then 8 to 10, double time. You're just huffing. You're huffing. You're doing the Oprah Power Walk special. Yes, you look like a goofball, but you get a lot out of that, especially, and God, I can't believe I'm saying this, if you swing your arms and you really get your arms going, just more movement, more calories burned, more, all good, better, better, better. So try that out, the interval walking. It seems like a winner, and they're saying it's proven to have all more health benefits than your average walk. And the fact that it's 10 minutes, you could do that for 10 minutes. And I'm sorry, I don't care what kind of shape you're in. Your power walk may be somebody else's startup, slow, steady pace, but it gets better with time. The more you do it, the better you will get. So get off your butt, if it's a fat butt or a skinny butt, and get out there and try it. 10 minutes. You can do 10 minutes of walking. So slow walk, a little brisk walk, slow walk, Power walk. Done. It's called interval walking, if you want to look it up. I'm sure there's other programs on it. This one's just a 10-minute jobber. And I really like that because that's kind of what brings people in. That's kind of what, if you're like, hey, a 10-minute, I can do the 10 minutes. I can get through that. And it's very intimidating. If you haven't worked out in a long time, or you've gained a lot of weight, or you're just getting old like me and gained weight, I'm a trifecta of fatness. But it can be intimidating. I have no shame, so I'm not ever intimidated. But a lot of people are, and I understand that. So try this. And you don't need a trainer. You don't need to be with anyone. It's another thing, when you don't feel like you look your best, it will keep you from participating in things that could really benefit your health. And don't let that happen. Look in the mirror, like Fat Stretch does, and say, I am awesome. I am sexy as hell. I'm going to do this 10-minute workout, and I can. And I'm going to do the 10-minute workout, and I'm going to end up getting more and more distance every week. And that's something, by the way, if you've got an Apple Watch or even your phone, Apple iPhone, it'll keep track exactly how far you walk. And you will see, if you do that 10-minute workout, the distance will get greater and greater in 10 minutes. Why is that? Because you're walking faster and faster. And it'll come pretty quick. So give that a try. Maybe you got a sore ankle. Maybe you got sore knees. All fat people got bad knees, because I'm talking to you with a guy with two horrible knees. He's had surgery on both knees. And they hurt. They really hurt going downstairs. So find somewhere where you can do it. Go to a school. Walk around a track. Go to a big parking lot. Walk around the block at work. Whatever it is. Be safe. Get your walk on. So give that a whirl. I like that one a lot. Father's Day weekend. Hope you fathers had a good weekend. I had a pretty good weekend. It's just one thing I notice. I'm at the age, which weird is, I'm old enough to be a grandpa, and I'm not. And you would think when you're a dad for over 30 years, I've been a dad, you would have some priority, but I still don't, because I still have my dad alive and my father-in-law still alive, and they are the main things in Father's Day. We go have brunch with them. So on Saturday, my dad did a barbecue, and we all in Downey, so I was there because I stay on Fridays with the Iceman. I don't know if you guys saw it. Look at my Instagram. See my sweet ass ice shirt I have. I love that shirt. And by the way, I got it for Father's Day from Stretch, but I gave it to myself from Ice. And it says Iceberg's Dad, and it's got a picture. The A is Iceberg's head. He's stupid. I love that stupid dog. Had a great weekend with him. And my son came out on Saturday to my parents, and we had a bar. And my dad's one of those people that he just overdoes it. I think it was literally four people. My mom, my dad, me, and my son. And my dad made an entire like pork shoulder in the smoker for 12 hours. Then four maybe racks of ribs. And then I think four huge T-bone steaks for four people. I'm like, yeah, that's a little too much. My son took a ton of it home. I'm like, I'm not taking any home, because when I get it home, my wife and daughter will not eat it. So that was that. They did not come out. My wife was one of those people who freaked out Saturday, that knew the protests were going to be all over and thought the whole entire Southern California was going to go up in smoke. And I will tell you, I've seen a lot of, idiots doing stupid stuff and defacing stuff. And I know those people are not, they're not illegal immigrants that are doing that. They may be immigrants, but I bet you they're legal, and or they're Americans. I don't think the people doing the looting are the people that would be protesting. I do not. And it sucks. I think it takes away from the cause. But I saw a lot of damage, a lot of graffiti, but never got involved in anything. And my office is about 2 miles from Ground Zero, of where all of the rioting and crap was going on. And we are fine. Some graffiti on our neighborhood, but That was about it. Nothing else happened. And we're really close to it. So I was thankful for that. And I had faith. Here's the deal. It's America. You want to protest, protest. Just don't be a douchebag. Just don't go burn shit up and blow shit up and steal and loot. We know those people that are out there doing that are just looking for a reason to be able to do that. They're not behind any cause, and that seems to be time after time when we see the knuckleheads out. And that was shameful. Saturday seemed pretty cool. The what do they call it? The Trump protest, No King protest. And then the crazy stuff is that guy that went and shot those four, that like two Democrats and their spouses in their home in Minnesota. And then the initial reports were politically motivated. And then they found out within hours that the guy had been on a thing that had been appointed by Waltz. So the guy was a Democrat. And I don't know. And then I immediately read, someone said he's a huge supporter of Trump, but he was appointed by Waltz. So I don't know what kind of political motivation. If it's political motivation, apparently the lady that he killed had voted against something that almost all Democrats voted for just the day before. So maybe that triggered him. But it's insane. And then the crap going on with Iran and Israel just nonstop bombing the crap out of each other. It is a scary time. And don't think that Russia-Ukraine conflict's getting any quieter. That thing's heating up like a mofo. It seems like we're on the cusp of World War III, so we really won't have to worry about the riots here at home. Oh, and speaking of inept politicians, Karen Dumbass Bass didn't announce anything. They just told us Saturday morning, we found out that they were completely opening the Palisades and pulling all the cops out. Now, I know why they did that. They didn't have the manpower to cover all of the protesting and rioting that was going on. They didn't have it. So they had to release that. And there was a lot, like every so many blocks, there were cops just sitting in the Palisades. And they didn't have the manpower to take care of the civil unrest. So I get it. They yanked it. And here's where we are. I know it's been 6 months since the fire. It's like, whatever. Your house burned down. Wah, wah. It's still a very difficult situation. Just last month, May, got back together as a family, my wife and my daughter and myself, into an apartment. There was no available rentals on this side of town, and now we're in here waiting. But and then there's a lot of people that cannot afford to rebuild, and the government's not helping. Not helping. They'll help you if you're not a citizen, but they won't help you if you are one that had insurance, because they'll be like, F you had insurance. And then you're like, yeah, but I don't have the money to rebuild. And my insurance isn't going to cover the rebuild with all of the new regulations. Like our new home, we know will not be able to have a fireplace anymore. We had two, no more fireplaces, has to have solar, has to have water storage, has to have fireproof materials that are way more expensive in the rebuild. And it's going to cost a lot to rebuild the house. We may end up with a house that's smaller than what we had just to rebuild. But we're way ahead of a lot of people. And I'll show you how way ahead we are of a lot of people. Someone, a homeowner, went into the Palisades onto their dirt lot on Thursday or Friday and blew their head off in despair. Because I'm seeing a lot of, when we visited our neighbors last weekend, there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, I'm moving away because I can't. You know, some people have just, I'm done with California, it's too expensive, I can't afford to rebuild. And a lot of old people are like, I don't have 5 years. Like 5 years is a long, big chunk of what's left of my life. I don't have that for this process. And a lot of old people are out. And then a lot of people, let's say this, let's say you bought a house and it was not uncommon over there. And I know you're going to be like, oh, I don't feel sorry for someone who has a $5 million house. But that's not uncommon. That's upwards of $5 million is a lot. Say you're a young person. You bought a $5 million house and it was new, or you had it built. And then it just burned down. You probably didn't have coverage on it, or you were underinsured. You're not going to be able to rebuild it, yet you still got to pay for the original loan. So you maybe you pay off the loan and then you're broke and you had everything tied up in that house. A lot of people, it's the biggest investment you'll ever make in your life. You have most of your money tied up in your home. And then when your home is gone, what you gonna do? Your home's gone, and now you don't have the money to rebuild that home. Despair's kicking in. There's people that are desperate and just realizing city's not gonna help them, state's not gonna help them, FEMA's not gonna help them. Gavin Newsom damn sure ain't gonna help you. Oh, by the way, I had a huge, it's been going on for days. I hate Gavin Newsom, you're aware of that, and I had a battle with someone on Instagram about what a douchebag Gavin Newsom is. They were gloating about how great he was, and I was like, and here's what's weird. Last Saturday, I live in an area where I'd say 98, 99% of the people in Palisades were Democrats. Almost everyone, that's the big rich people, everyone, they were all Democrats. And as I said at that thing, they were all like, how do we get rid of Newsom and Bass? Like, they hate them now. They blame them. And so when the guy started gloating about Newsom, I'm like, yeah, that guy's a douche. And all my friends are Democrats and they want rid of him. They really hate him. But, and I gave it the but, we live in the Palisades. We all lost our homes. And these idiots would come at me like, oh, he lit the fire. He could control the wind. No. He cut the budget year after year after year for the firefighters. Bass didn't have a plan for a disaster like this, apparently. They didn't have water in the reservoir. They let break and never refilled it. They never did any sort of, what is it, when they trim the trees back and the brush clearance? Never. I've lived there 23 years. They've never done it, ever. And we pay a brush clearance fee. So it's ridiculous. Those two deserve to be fired for this, and there's nothing you could ever say to deter me from that. Did they personally light the fire? No, don't be an idiot. But if they would have been better prepared and had maybe done their job, we would have been better prepared to fight the fire. And sure, it would have happened. It was a horrible event with the, you know, perfect Santa Ana winds and everything. But it wouldn't have been the whole damn town. Might have been a quarter of the town. That's better than the whole town. We lost the whole town. And it's freaking stupid. So, most people suck. I had good time with my kids. Both of my kids. I saw both of my kids this weekend. My daughter's here now. By the way, here's a pro tip. Don't go to Trader Joe's with your wife and your daughter. Typically, I buy all of our groceries and they'll just tell them, I want strawberries and yogurt and this bread and that. Today, because it was hot, there's nothing better than going to a grocery store on a really hot day, getting in that cold ass air conditioning. It's so wonderful. But today I was going and they're like, oh, we'll go with you. And I'm like, argh. I was just in my head hearing ching 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 ching. My bill went from would like two to like five. $500 quick, really quick, really, really quick. But I didn't actually. What happened is my wife got lost in the store and she ended up checking out separately and paying for everything in her cart. We doubled up on a lot of stuff, but Trader Joe's is, it's really good and not really good. It's got a lot of great, we do gluten-free. My daughter's gluten-free, so she gets a ton of good quality gluten-free stuff there. But they make a lot of already prepared. Their frozen foods are the best. It's like a hack to where you can spend 5 minutes heating up a Trader Joe's meal when you get home from work, or you can spend, you know, 20 or 30 minutes making it. Well, guess what? The 20 or 30 minutes you spend making whatever you're going to make at home, rather than reheating something that's pre-made, it's going to have a lot less crap in it. It's going to be a lot less processed than something you're making that's, you know, fresh and whole and, you know, free range, whatever you're going to do. It's something else. It really is. But it's good. The Trader Joe's shit is good and it's quick and you can't beat it. So especially when no one in this house except for me can cook. They can actually make their own food if I'm not here. And I'm not here a couple nights a week. I'm in Downey having dinner with ICE on Tuesdays, and then I'm there on Fridays. So they've got to fend for themselves a couple nights a week, and the Trader Joe's stuff is awesome. All right, I had to get out of here because it's getting late and I got to record the other podcast. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week. I hopefully will be back on Friday. Won't have to do any crazy overtime this week. And I'll do another episode for the bonus pod. So till then, I'll see ya.